9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Have you tried shopping recently and coming away only spending what you thought you would? Good luck with that. Stubborn inflation is causing our expectations of what things should cost to be out of sync with reality.
When people think that deodorant should cost, say, $4 because they've been paying $4 for a decade, maybe longer, and then it actually costs $8, people are upset about more than just losing that $4. They feel like something is deeply structurally wrong.
We'll talk with our reporter, Rachel Wolf, about what some people are doing about it after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Our expectations for how much things should cost isn't in line with reality. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf joins me. Rachel, inflation ticked up to 3.2% last month, but it's still a lot lower than where it was a year ago. Isn't that good news?
In some ways, it's of course better, but it does mean that prices are still rising. They're just rising at a slower pace.
Oh, so it's like a slow pain.
Exactly. Although people aren't necessarily feeling it slowly, they are feeling it whacked over their head every time they do something like go to the grocery store or buy a cup of coffee.
Over the past year or two, we saw food companies in their earnings reports say that consumers were willing to pay higher prices. What happened?
It's a little bit complicated. From our reporting, we found that people understood prices going up during the deep pandemic amid worker shortages, supply chain disruptions, runs on certain goods like toilet paper, of course. But as we get further and further away from the height of the pandemic, people are a little bit less tolerant. They don't understand why things are still so expensive. They expected it to be better by now.
How has this affected shoppers' ability to budget for a grocery store run?
Expecting to see one total at checkout, then paying far more, is contributing to a disconnect, widespread malaise in an otherwise strong economy, economists and consumers themselves say. Basically, when people think that deodorant should cost, say, $4 because they've been paying $4 for a decade, maybe longer, and then it actually costs $8. People are upset about more than just losing that $4. They feel like something is deeply structurally wrong.
That's almost double for the same deodorant. How do the people you spoke with say they're dealing with this?
One man I spoke to who always paid $4 for his Old Spice Stronger Swagger deodorant for, we're talking decades here, and then saw it priced at $8 at the pharmacy near his house. He works in the finance business. He can afford that $4 increase, he said himself, but he refuses to pay it. However, he still loves this deodorant. So what he's been doing is anytime he sees a discount store, he goes in looking for this particular type of deodorant. And he's only seen it a couple of times, but when he has, he's bought up every single stick they have in the store.
Huh. And what other situations did you hear about, and how are people handling them?
We heard about everything from the price for a Starbucks order or a salad bowl at Chipotle to basics like milk and dog food. Some people have stopped buying them entirely, which they feel really resentful of because, especially when it's a small treat, one woman told me that she bought Drake's coffee cakes, just one coffee cake, basically every time she went to the grocery store for her whole life. She's in her 60s, and she just refuses to pay the premium. Now, she has always paid about $1, seeing them creep up closer to $2. It's not that she couldn't afford it exactly. It was more that she couldn't stomach it, but she feels their loss acutely.
You know, it wasn't that long ago. I remember going to the grocery store to get milk and to get some things to make a salad for lunch. And if the price went over $10, I sort of, oh, are you kidding me with the $10? Nowadays, $10, I'd be having a parade in the streets.
Our benchmarks for how much a simple errand is going to cost us are totally out of whack.
Now, how is this impacting the way that some people view the economy?
We all have these goods and services called reference prices that we use to determine how expensive our day-to-day lives are going to be. For me, that might be a cup of coffee. For somebody else, it might be a roll of paper towels. And we know roughly in our heads what a good price for that is. Let's say I know paying $2 for a cup of black coffee is not too much, not too little. When every time we now go to buy that cup of coffee and it's instead $4, we feel ripped off. We no longer feel like we're getting the value from the things in our lives that we once did. And that makes us all really angry and makes us feel like something has gone deeply awry.
How much does this have to do with the types of products that we buy?
Inflation hasn't hit everything equally. Food is up a lot more than some other categories, but because we buy food so often, we feel that increase more than we might for some other things. So even though it's actually less expensive to buy a dishwasher than it was a few years ago, we don't have to buy dishwashers very often. So we're not necessarily feeling like we're recouping the extra money that we're spending at the grocery store. Even though an extra 75 cents on a cup of coffee might not actually make that much of a difference in somebody's overall budget, they still really hate paying it.
Well, when your wallet gets hit on the head on a daily or a weekly basis, you feel it.
Exactly.
What could cause people's expectations to come more in line with reality?
It's tricky. There's no one single factor that will make us all okay one day to pay dramatically more than we did a few years ago. But as time goes on and as prices keep on being what they are, we'll no longer see that as a really expensive cup of coffee. We'll see it as the new price for a cup of coffee. The best medicine in this case is just time. It might not happen tomorrow or in a few weeks or months, but eventually people's perceptions of how much something should cost will come back in line with reality rather than prices coming back to meet people's expectations.
That's WSJ reporter Rachel Wolf. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Dawn Gilbertson to discuss the fees that are driving up the cost of ride-sharing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with Deputy Editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.